is K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. K-A-Y-T. Praising the Lord.
Come on, church. Make the noise in this place.
Greetings. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Skyline Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
Joy of my salvation.
First of all, we'd like to say thank God today for all that he has done, what he's doing now, and what he's going to continue to do. I give him the praise, the glory, and honor for that. And I want to say to you, trust in the Lord. Trust in God with everything within your being. Because he's waiting on us to come before his presence and thank him. Whatever he's done for us and he's doing for us right now, he wants you to acknowledge him. Just acknowledge him. He said in all things, he's going to direct our path. It is amazing now in this day and time all over the world today, we're having all kinds of trouble. We got all kind of people thirsting for authorities and power everywhere, and the church is sitting back and under the footstool of somebody, don't want to address the truth to what's really going on. I was listening to him this morning talk about in the book of Revelation, if John wasn't afraid to tell what God told him that day, why should we be afraid to address it verbatim coming out of Scripture? It's amazing to me how that we worship God, we praise God, and all these things like this. Then when it comes time to put things in order, we want to crawfish. It's amazing to me. I want to turn to the 10th of my song, Division, verses 8 through 18. I want you to hear this today. We're going to teach that. We're going to teach it today. And I want you to hear it. I want you to be receptive to what the word says. Stop leaning on your understanding, what I feel like, this is what it means. Don't do that. Especially with me. Don't do that to me. Do it to God. The Bible says, he sitteth in the lurkings places of the village. In the secret places does he murder the innocent. His eyes are privately set against the poor. He lies in wait secretly as a lion in his den. He lies in wait to catch the poor. He does catch the poor when he draws him into his net. He crouches and humbles himself that the poor may fall into the strong ones. He has said in his heart, now hear me, God has forgotten. He hides this his face. He will never see this. Then the psalmist say, arise, O Lord God, lift up thine hand, forget not the humble. Wherefore does the wicked contemn God? He that said in his heart, thou wilt not require it. Thou hast seen it, listen, for thou beholdest the mischief and the spite and the requite. It is with thy hand. The poor committeth himself unto thee. Thou art the helper of the father. Break thou the arms of the wicked, and the evil man seek out his wickedness till thou find none. The Lord is king forever and ever. The heathens are perished out of the land. Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Thou wilt prepare their hearts. Thou wilt cause thine ear to hear, to judge the fatherless and the oppressed, that the man of the earth may no longer oppress. You may be seated. Why oppress the good and the poor? I find out since I was a little boy, I never will forget that. Now, God just prepared me years ago. I didn't even know what's happening. How that you take one person and put him over somebody else, and he raised all kind of hell and depress and push and show his authority and his power. Even as a minister of the gospel, I hadn't seen nowhere in the Bible where it told me to oppress people. It said, just feed them the word. Give them lunch meat. The meat come from heaven. That's the meat they need. Give it to them. Don't push nobody to do nothing. I listen to the choir sing. I used to tell people all the time, you sing what's in you. That's what's going to come out of you. If it's not in you to do it, it ain't coming out. It got to be inside of you in order to come out of you. The Bible tells us here in this summit. See, now this the evil person. This the wicked one. This the one that tear churches up all over the world. Listen to what the word says. He sits in the lurking place in the village. That's the church today. Got people sitting in the church today, regardless of what you think, what you feel. That's why I tell you, don't have feeling in the church. Have belief and resource from heaven. Don't have no belief for what I feel and what I think. Throw it out the window somewhere. They say the devil, the wicked one, he's sitting hiding in the place. He's sitting in the church today. And he pick out little weak people that's not strong enough to stand on his own. And he go to them and start whispering in their ears. And he starts showing them something that they almost believe is right. But what the devil does, he curves stuff that God say. They curves it a little so they throw you off course. But if you stay on course, he can't touch you. He can't touch you if you stay on course. But sometimes Satan get right in the midst of the church and tear it apart. And we don't even know. Jews say some crept in unaware. He was already in there. You put him in the choir stand. You put him on the deacon bowl. And they tore the church up. Was they qualified? Maybe. But sometimes Satan blind our eyes so we can't see straight no more. And more we get blinded, the more we walk out the pathways of righteousness. Look what the word says. He lurketh you. He leads you. And then look what he do. He leads you and set himself up that when you come by, he going to ambush you. He going to jump on you and do you harm. The church is supposed to let nothing on earth come into itself and destroy the church. There's no power nor authorities on this earth. Even in Washington, D.C., don't have the power to govern the church. The Holy Spirit of God governs the church today. But I know how it is. I know how it feels. I've been all the way up there. What we do is a lot of times we feel like people up over us and they can rule us. No, ain't but one person rule you, and that's God. That's the only person rule you is God. We're saved, sanctified, and filled with God's power. Now, how somebody else going to rule? He that's in me is greater than he that's in the world. Unless he ain't in you. If he's not in you, I understand. But when he's in you, you're going to put up a good fight. A fight of faith. Not fist fighting and shoot fighting, but a fight of faith. Well, I believe God's going to deliver, and he will do it. So he lying in wait. Satan want to ambush you. And when you say to the villages, you're looking at the church today. You're looking at the church. I heard him say earlier. See, what God does, he when he got Israel out of slavery, he said, let them go so they go up on the mountain and worship and praise me. The highest form of praise is come from the church. Not the word of God. I don't know the secrets of God. Only believers know that. So we got to come to ourselves, y'all, and stop letting everybody lead you. If it's not by the word, ignore it. Turn your ear to it. If it's the word, you better grab it. You better grab it quick. Because when you come against God, come against the man of God, the woman of God, you coming against God. If they're walking in the will of the Father, you turn your ear to them, you're turning your ear to God. You just don't pray no more until you repent or refrain from turning against God. Now, look what he said. Look what he said. And see what he do. He wait and try to set you up. And he go and murder innocent people. That's in the book. Murder innocent book. How come? Sometimes we murder them with the tongue. Good God Almighty Jesus. We go church folks. Go and put that tongue on folks. Finding faults in people. Still exhorting people. Lifting them up so they can be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. But no, most people don't want a nice, pretty, sweet church. Everything fall in harmony. I guarantee you, if everything in this house here fall in harmony, all of us get on one mind and one accord, whatever we ask God, he'll deliver. Whatever it be, he'll deliver according to his word. And we got to keep that in mind. We got to let's look to the hill for what's coming out of hell. See, the people looking after things to cut you down. They don't want you to prosper. I don't want Carter to prosper. I'm going to say, find everything I can to keep him knocked down so he can stay in slavery to me. I don't care how great he is with God. He can walk in the air, but I'm resentment against him. I don't want to see him come up no more. I don't want to see him deliver the word because the word is going to tear my kingdom down. And I ain't got no toys to play with no more. It's a dangerous thing playing with the Lord. We need to straighten. See, the Bible says this old wicked man lies in wait secretly as a lion in his den. Good God Almighty. If you come in his domain, he's going to eat you up. When we tempted, we're not tempted of God. Y'all, please hear me. Satan tempting you, not the Lord. The Lord don't tempt nobody. We got that ignoranceism in us. The God don't tempt no man. But we say, well, the devil gonna get you? How? God already put you in hand. Who am I holding my hand? Devil in hell can't take it out. Come on now, let's tell the truth about the matter. He can't take you out. And we letting people put that in our heart, in our mind, Satan gonna get you. How? Micah hit that rascal, and John was on the Isle of Patmos. John said he fell like lightning passing me. Solid lick, knocked him out of heaven because God don't like confusion around him. When his son was on the cross, he turned his back and walked away because God can't tolerate sin and evil and iniquity, lying, stealing. Oh, he can't tolerate this stuff. Look what he say here in the villages. That's a place of protection. That's where we come. I felt good years ago, and I wasn't even saved. If I could get to the church, I felt comfortable. Ain't nothing going to happen to you. If I get to the church, it's going to be all right. I'm talking about the church building, y'all. I ain't talking about the real church. I wasn't there. I was in the church building. But thank God I finally got to the church. I thank him every day. And see, they craft it. See, people that's in position, they want to hold you down. They don't want you to come up. They want to keep you down so they can control you. We always holler about the freedom of speech. We need to stop lying on America about you got freedom of speech. I could say something, I'd go to jail right now if they don't want me to say it. Well, they're going to have to take me because I ain't going to back up. I promise you that. I'm not backing up. Look what he say. They lie, wait. They're going to draw you into their net. How do you do that, draw you? How Satan gets you in his net? See, he creeps up on you, creep. Creep up on you. Then he crouch. He get hum, don't keep no noise. And time you pass his area, he reach and get you and pull you back in his domain. And when you get in his domain, you got to take his orders. That's amazing, ain't it? I can't go in your house and rule your house. That's against the word of God. But when he gets you his power sword, then he rule you like he want to rule you. Whatever he say do, you got to do it. See, crutches and humble himself. Good God Almighty. He see, some of them sneak in, what? Unaware. He crushed down and get kind, smiling with you. Janet already smiled with you. Take, do you all kind of sweet words to tell you how good you look. And the next thing it is, he got you. And then you in torment day and night. Why? Because Satan is shrewd. Satan gonna come at you, and you, now, y'all, don't be crazy. Oh, you nice look, baby. Your hair just fine. Oh, you good looking. I like the way you walk. Lord, that'll get to your brain a second. Then every time I open my mouth, she falls. Satan is deceitful. You got to watch the rascal. He smiles sometime with you. And ready, he got his knife behind his back to cut your throat. The Lord said he crouched and humbled himself. He got to show no, he got to show a good report. He got to show goodness in himself. And say the strong that they may fall in the camp of the strong ones. If you ever, if I ever get you in here, I got you now. Jim Jones, y'all. He taught that sweet stuff. But when he got them people under his control, well, they drank their poison and went on home with the Lord. I guess they went with the Lord. But the truth is a lie. The truth is lie, L-I-F-F-F-E. He said he have said in his heart, now watch this. God has forgotten. He hides this, his face. And we'll never see that. There are people sometime all over the world, they do crafty things and figure the Lord don't see it. But I heard the Bible say, be not deceived, for God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Now that's God's word. I didn't write that. We have to be very careful now what we listen to. And you got to be careful where you go. See, I believe in my heart. Now, this is my procedure. I can go anywhere. Ain't nobody going to change me because I ain't going to let them change me because I got Christ living in me. I believe that with all my heart. They used to tell me, you can't fellowship with them people because they're going to get you in the You almost don't know Lonnie Smith. If I don't want to go in, I ain't going in. I don't care what you say, I ain't going in. You can smile and high five all you want. I ain't going in because I'm a son of God. Let Jesus lead me. We used to see that boy, we'd be hollering. Let him lead you. Well, let him lead you. Stop letting the devil lead you. Satan come for three things, kill, steal, and destroy. Jesus, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. That's amazing to me how the Lord want us to be. See, Satan, I say, God don't see that. We're going to get by with this long. We won't keep getting by. And then there's some that say, look, Lord, rise. Look at it. Look at the word. Oh, God, lift up thine hand. Forget not the humble. Watch this. You don't see how they doing me, Lord. What's wrong with you? Where you at? Where you hiding out at? I ain't hiding. I got patience. I got love. They think they're getting away, but watch this. I got everything intact. I'm watching every move they make. It's just I'm trying to give them a chance to repent. Yes, sir. I don't want nobody to die and go to hell. I'm trying to let them repent. I'm giving them a little time. So I think some of us in the church today, we forgot where we come from. We forgot that we're in the same world that these people's in. We forgot that. Now we're so holy, we can't even talk to people no more. Reb must have forgot where he come from. No, I didn't forget. Reb didn't forget where he come from. I don't even want nobody to remind me. Because I told the Lord to come, Lord. Save me. Fix me up. I want to walk in the light as you are in the light. But Satan keep whistling, y'all. So the psalmist told the Lord, get up, please. Lift up your hand. Now watch this. Forgetting not to humble. I've been praying and crying out to God. Many of us in here today, we cried to God. Things happen in our life. We cried to God, Lord, please help me. Please do this for me. Please, Lord, secure my back, my knee, my leg, my head, Lord. Please, Lord, come get. It seemed like he don't hear it on me. Seemed like he don't hear. Keep crying. Keep crying to him. I seen the first deacon ever chosen, Book of Acts. He was crying out. He wouldn't back up off the truth. He stuck in the truth. He stuck in the truth. They say, shut up. Don't bring that name up. I don't care what y'all say. I'm going to stay with that name, Jesus. They start beating him up. I'm called to the book. They start beating him up. They beating him so bad, then they start biting on him. To make him change, he wouldn't. And this is what he said. I love that. That didn't make me feel good because I know where I come from. This is what he did. Stephen was there getting ready to die, and he looked up. Listen to me good. Stephen looked up. The curtains of time rolled back. Jesus had already been in his eternal rest. Jesus got up, stretched forth his hand, took the sting out of death, let Stephen die in peace. He'll do that right now today. But we got to submit our ways to him. We got to understand the way God do things. And make sure that it don't ever think you doing nothing. Don't ever think you doing nothing. You're so great. You're so straight. Don't think like that. Think God is so great. God can do all things, even if he's working through me. But let the people know it's through me, not by yourself. So the psalmist say, Lord, please get up. Look at it. Let your hand be upon him. Wherefore does the wicked, now listen to you say, wherefore does the wicked contempt God? What in the world are you talking about? Listen at this. Look at persons of people and despise them, desiring to dishonor them, catch them in a trap, then that will cry. Listen good. I'm going to trap them. God don't see that. I've been doing it for 30 years. Nobody paying no attention to this. I'm going to keep doing it. The Lord don't even see that. He got other things he needs to be doing. And God sees all things. He even knows the intent of our thoughts. Before we ever think, he already got it. So the wicked is saying, look, he ain't paying no attention to that. He said in his heart, he ain't going to require this from me. I'm not going to be charged with that. In the old covenant say, thou shalt not steal anything. Okay, I'm going to steal everything I can get. God ain't looking at that. That's the old day. People think like this, that's the old day. Eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth. That's the old time. He ain't like that, but he's the same God. He was then, he's the same God today. He changes not. What he did, he just fulfilled the schoolmaster, the school teacher. He fulfilled that. And now, if you never preach out another Old Testament book, if you preach in the New Testament, you're still in order. And the word is still a word. God gave the word. In the beginning with the word was with God. See, Jesus fulfilled the law through his precious blood. He fulfilled the law. See, you don't have to go back to Deuteronomy, Exodus. If I want to use that for a reference, that's fine. But I don't need to teach that no more. Because that's been fulfilled. We don't understand that today. Ooh, Rev up there preaching about the Old Testament ain't no good, as good as it ever been. And as good as the new. But he fulfilled it. He fulfilled that. And we got to come to pass and come to the knowledge of God. And look what he went on to say. Thou hast seen it, Lord. For thou beholdest, you look right at all the mischief. What is mischief? A behavior that caused discomfort and annoyance to other people. Now he's troubling me because what? He don't like me. He despised me. He's troubling me. He spited me. That's treating people wrongfully. That ain't in the church no more, is it? Y'all could talk to me. I don't mind you saying a list of them. That ain't in the church, is it? Don't nobody in the church despitefully use nobody no more. That used to be right. Don't nobody hate in the church no more. Huh? It got so much love in here, you can't separate us. If one slipped, everybody going to run heads together trying to get them up, right? To requite it with thy hand. Lord, I want you to take your hand. Can I use some common language that we used all our life? Take your hand, beat the hell out of them. That's what he's saying. Beat him with your fist till you beat all the hell out of them. Now, I know we think that's bad stuff, but if you beat the hell out of him, ain't nothing to hold that's going to be left in him. David said, my cup runneth over goodness and mercy. Am I right? My cup, I emptied my cup, and he filled my cup, and it's still running now. And I'm sharing it with somebody else because mine done ran over. I got something for somebody else. That's when God can use us the most. God help us, Jesus. Listen to how he say that. Say, God has committed himself unto thee that thou art the helper of who? The Father. God help us. Our job is to teach the word, preach the word. People that can't help themselves, we're supposed to help them. Don't look for nothing in return. Just go help them people, and God's reward is waiting on you. Your reward is waiting on you. Now, God ain't going to see you doing all good and don't do nothing for you. When you least at the lowest estate of your life and you trusted God and you did that what God told you to do, the Lord will send somebody by when you need it the most and fill your cup up. That's the way God works. Every time we call him, he don't come sometimes because we pray it amiss, not believing. We have a little doubt about God. That's why y'all hear me say that I done found a treasure. Don't nobody ever talk negative in the church. Everything you say, say it positive. Say it positive. God's going to elevate us. See, if you negative and I'm positive, it's going to be a confusion. But if everybody get positive, it's going to be an exaltation. All that's going to go up. When the rapture come, y'all help me, please, Jesus. When the rapture come, those that died in the Lord, the Bible say they're going to be caught up first. Then those that still remain here on this earth that love the Lord and heard his cry, we're going to be caught up together with him in the air. And it says we'll always be with him. That's amazing to me. That's really amazing to me. So, look. If I go now or go after, why? I'm going to be with the Lord. Satan can't take me from the Lord. He used to do that. We had to offer sacrifice every year. He used to take us after a year. He took us back from God. But God said, I'm tired of that foolishness. I'm going to give one more sacrifice, and that's going to be a living sacrifice. And when I give that living sacrifice, Satan never will again be able to penetrate the body of Christ. Now, he can fool you and knock you off course by your thoughts, but the work has been already done. When Jesus hung on Calvary's hill and said, Father, it's finished. The works that you gave me to do, I done finished that. Now, I hear prayer sometimes. Lord, send it on down. Send what down? It's been here ever since Pentecost. Am I right, brother? Ever since the day of Pentecost, the power been here on earth. That's because people teach us these things and they don't be biblical. They're trying to please other folks. See, I've seen long years ago, I'm going to say what the word says. I ain't trying to please nobody. If you don't like me, you just don't like me. Then you and Jesus got to settle that. You and Jesus are going to settle that. I ain't going to take time with you. Mean. I'm going to let you and Jesus handle it. Because I heard the scripture say the battle is not mine, but it belongs to God. So I'm going to let God fight my battle now. He's going to fight it through the Spirit. The Spirit is going to come edification or demonstration or default. So I'm going to win anyway it goes. We his children. The Bible tells me we are a royal priesthood. We are a holy nation. We are a peculiar people. What everybody normally do, the saints of God don't do it. What did Mary, the mother of Jesus, say when the people say we out of wine? Mary just say, walked up there and say, look, she did it in a professional order. She said, Master, she honored her son. Master, they out of wine. He said, what I got to do with that? What I got to do with that? And his mother went to him and said, look, do whatever he say do, just do it. Say, fill those pots up with water. Fill it up. They say, now dip in it. Ain't no prayer been answered. Off it yet. Dip in it. Dip it in it. Go say, take it to the man of the Lord or the governor of the house. He say, y'all say the best for last. This the best, yeah? Some folks lie a little bit and say they were so drunk they didn't know what they was drinking. That's not true. Whatever God do is the best. Can't nobody supersede the best. Look what he say. Look, just look what the Lord say. He say, break thou the arm. How many times I done heard that? I done said it myself. I say, you let the wrestle fool me. Can I tell the truth, y'all? If I leave the next second, I'm a die in holiness and righteousness. I say, he must don't know who he fool with. It's right here, die. I say, he must don't know who he fool with. Somebody better talk to him. Because I already skin his head. Look at the scripture and tell me I'm lying. Right here. Break thou the arm of the who? Didn't it say that's wrongdoer, huh? Doing you wrong, you ain't did him nothing. And the evil man seek out his what? Tell he ain't gonna, other words, look. Beat him. Beat him until he leave out. I'll leave you alone. Beat that rascal to death. Whoop the hell out of him. Because that's why it caused him to act like he act, because he got all that hell in him. Beat it out of him, Lord. Now, this is the psalmist saying, beat it out of him so we won't have no trouble no more out of him. Well, let me come. We're almost through anyway. Let me come home. My mother told me one day, I never will forget this. She said, Lanier, she said, come wash the dishes so I can cook. You know, guess what I mess around and say? Y'all pray for me. I mess around and say, I ain't hungry. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. She got that extension cord and started rapping me. And I said, Mother, I'm going to wash them. She said, I know you're going to wash them. When I get through it, you're going to be glad to wash them. Well, let's parabolically speak, when God handles us right, this is the right way to do it, and he tells us what to do, and we don't go do it, the Lord chastises us. Had you ever did any wrong, you know you was wrong, but you did it anyway, and time you start going through something, it come back to your mind. That's God speaking by the Spirit. That's what he do. That's the way he worked with us. He works with us that way. Look, he went on saying, now watch how he talked to her. Watch how he talked to her. The Lord, now watch this. Now this the son has already told him what the strength he had and what he wanted him to do for him. The Lord is king for what? Ever and ever. The heathens, watch this, we got to get that word heathen. God help us. As one who belongs to a tribe or a group of people that does not acknowledge God as their Savior and not as Jesus. No, they got their own way of doing things. That's what's wrong today, why we ain't really blessed, because everybody in the world today got a certain church they believe is right. And the only one right is Jesus Christ, the one Jesus built. The only one right, the one Jesus built. All the denominationism and all that, ooh, that scared me today since I got good sense now. That scared the daylights out of me. This church over here is better than this church over here. How it gonna get better? You can't have a church letting it come through Jesus. And Jesus said, "The meek shall inherit the earth." And we done got where we can't take nothing. And it bothers me when folks lie on me. It do bother me. And I don't see how you lie on me and you ain't see me do nothing. It's amazing to me. It's amazing. I'm telling it like it is. I ain't trying to find no love ship. I'm trying to find Jesus ship by telling the truth. And this is what we ought to do. All of us got to have a desire. See, the Bible says if you hunger and thirst after righteousness, it's going to be fulfilled. But you got to get hungry for it. Did anybody ever watch Naked and what it is? What it is? Or whatever it is. I'm not going in the woods, side of the river, naked, and afraid. Got snakes out there. Got the little mosquitoes out there, have bumps and soles all over. No, I don't need to prove nothing. If I just have to go through it, I'm going to ask God to help me through it. But on my own, I ain't going. The same spirit we need to have when Satan whispers in our ear, we got to say, no, Satan, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. God, help us. Help us, Lord. The Lord thou hast heard desires of the humble. And I know I'm talking to everybody in here right now. You've heard the cry, desires of the humble. I ask you to prepare their heart. Make them strong. Give them the faith to believe that what you say is going to come to pass. You prepare their heart. Thou wilt cause thine ear to hear. If you prepare their heart, it won't be hard for them to hear. He that have ears, let him hear what the Spirit said to the church, right? So we got to humble ourselves. And Lord, fix me. I can't do it by myself, y'all. He got to send the power of the Holy Spirit on me, enable me to overcome these things. I can't go around here bragging about I'm tough. I'm tough, can't nothing bother me. I was saying I had all my shots. Y'all listen to that. I don't go around here lying, trying to be seen. I had all my shots, everything, I'm wearing my mask and everything, and I come down to virus. And I question myself. I say, now, you had all your shots. You're humble. You're doing what God told you to do. You ain't trying to lift yourself up. None of this foolishness that you in. How you get sick? You the pastor of a church and you getting sick? One preacher told me, and I cried. I ain't going to lie. I cried. He said, you're a preacher. You getting sick. You got a devil in you. You need to get that devil out of you. I said, yes, sir, thank you. But it hurt me. Because them Pastor Paul did, ain't he? He did more writings than anybody in the Bible, didn't he? What about Enos? Enos ain't dead yet, but he with God somewhere. Elijah somewhere, he with God. They ain't died yet. Abraham, I wanted to say that this morning in Sunday school. Now, Abraham, the father of faith and of all the nations, like the sands of the sea and all this stuff like that. But do you know Abraham's daddy was a witchcrafter? Good God Almighty Jesus. He practiced witchcraft. Wicked, wicked, wicked. And God called Abraham out of that wickedness. Y'all didn't hear that. Y'all didn't hear that, but that's the truth. It's in the book. He said, prepare their hearts. Now, I want you to set them up, Lord, where they'll get what you want them to have. Let them hear now. See, they used to be out there in the world, and they listened at the world. Y'all remember this song? Go, go, little queenie. Yeah. Y'all don't want to tell it, but you was there twisting, too. I wasn't the only one twisting. You hear me, don't you, Doc? All us was twisting. Sometimes we hide. Boy, what you doing in there? Nothing. I was just nothing. Listen to the record, just twist the night away. God help you, sir. We almost through. It said, the Bible said here, I want you to fix them, Lord. Fix them, please. Please fix them to judge the fatherless, to know, to put them where they need to be according to the word of God. Judge the fatherless and the oppressed. You know, people pass all kind of bills and rules in this earth today. Oh, them people, they don't need this, they don't need that. I worked all my life. I did too. I have needs all the time. Everybody ain't a billionaire. So we got to, Jesus said, one of the first things I want you to do is take care of the poor people. It's in even the Old Testament right there. Take care of the poor people. On the day of Pentecost, what happened? The Bible said, and I didn't write this, the rich people brought their money and stuff and material possession and shared that everybody was equal. Nobody had more than nobody. And they was happy. Everybody was happy and dancing in the Holy Spirit. Not one of them didn't dance in the Spirit. All 120 people were dancing and rejoicing for what the Lord had done. Even the rich people was happy to give to a poor man. We still like that? Oh, don't y'all tell me that. We'll take our shirt off in a minute and give it to somebody. Huh? What's wrong, Steve? Jesus got hearing aids on. It's to judge the father and the oppressed, that the man of the earth may no more oppress. God, that's what come out. Listen to the revelation this morning. Them seven last judgments. See, they didn't pour it all one time. Each angel pulled out one judgment. They did it in the protocol. And do you not know, still, when they was pouring out the last judgment, God was giving them a chance to repent and turn from their wicked way. That's in the final judgment. He was giving them a chance, an opportunity to repent. I still don't want you lost. Repent now. I'm going to save you still. Even though it's in the great tribulation, I still a savior. But the book say they wouldn't do it. Then he said he took them. Watch this. Y'all, if I'm wrong, you need to get rid of me. He took them that didn't believe, along with Satan, and cast them to the everlasting pit of fire and brimstone. And the false prophet. That's amazing, ain't it? Don't try to make you do nothing. Just tell you what to do. And go on about your business. And watch how the Lord bless you. Too many churches a day, God is my witness. Too many churches a day, they're going around here trying to make people live right. It's a free gift. Joshua said these words. Say, choose ye this day. Not God, you choose. God going to be with you if you choose the right side. So let's look to here today from whence cometh our help. Our help come from who? God. The one made heaven and earth.
Now, oftentimes we get so caught up in what we're going through until we start complaining. Lord, why me? Why me? Why me? What you need to do, one day out of your busy schedule, take the time out. Visit a hospital, MD Anderson. Walk up and down those corridors. And I guarantee you, you'll come back saying, I won't complain. Give him some love as he comes.
Some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some lonely nights. But when I look around, and I think things over, you know what? All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Can I say that one more time? I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some sleepless nights. But when I look around, yeah, I think things over. All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord. Lord, why so much pain? But He knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. God has been so good to me. Has He been good? He's been good to me. More than this whole world, or you could ever be. He's been so good. Tell me, you know what He did? Yeah, He dried all of my tears away. Turn my midnights in today, so I'll just say thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. You might be sick, body racking with pain, but thank you, Lord. The bills are due, don't know where the money coming from, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I won't. Yeah. I won't complain. God, 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 God has been so good to me. He's been good to me. More than this whole world, or you could ever be. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. So good. So good. So good. So good.
ever stop you from crying. Turn my midnight in today. So I just say thank you. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can you tell them thank you, Lord? Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It dries.